Soon you may be able to watch your favorites like The Handmaid's Tale and classics like Rocky and Legally Blonde on Amazon Prime. That's according to The Wall Street Journal, which reports Amazon is poised to buy the Hollywood studio MGM. Let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, to talk about it. Hey, Robin.
How are you, Tanya?
I am well. So let's look at both sides of this possible deal. MGM has been looking for a buyer for some time now. What does it gain from a sale to Amazon?
It gains a war chest for content spend. We are in the streaming wars. Right. You saw HBO Max and Discovery. Everyone is binging content, both consumers and these corporations, whether they're film studios or platforms. In this case, Amazon has enviable cash. The market values it at $1.6 trillion and doesn't really judge it in terms of what it's spending on content, which it chiefly uses to drive subscriptions to Amazon Prime. And so we know you want to be on one of the premium streaming services, be it Netflix, HBO Max, Disney, Hulu. Amazon is vying, I think, to be on the periphery of that.
Yeah, they're vying for that. So what does this mean for its streaming service in what is a pretty crowded and competitive space?
It just makes it stickier in the parlance of Wall Street. Content is not exactly make or break for Amazon. I mean, it's primarily a gargantuan retailer, a logistics giant, cloud computing heavyweight. But if you're a consumer with login fatigue right now and you're out to trim the number of subscriptions you shell out for, you're going to think twice or thrice about ditching Amazon Prime if that's achieving several things for you. It's cross-subsidizing many needs. So Amazon is investing billions into the NFL over 10 years, hundreds of millions into a Lord of the Rings TV series. But again, it has such deep pockets and it isn't being judged by Wall Street on streaming alone, unlike the likes of AT&T and Netflix.
Okay, so we know, though, the power that Amazon has. The Federal Trade Commission and the European Union have already raised concerns about Amazon's power in the marketplace. If Amazon agrees to buy MGM, could this also raise those same antitrust or additional concerns?
It doesn't help. And look, this just in, I'm looking at the Wall Street Journal. It says Amazon sued over price controls by the DC Attorney General in an antitrust lawsuit that Amazon illegally controls online retail prices to stamp out competition. So if you think about the outsized power it already has in retail and food delivery, it has Zappos for shoes, to say nothing about books. But Tanya, I think Amazon can turn around and argue that it's in the content wars tangentially and mostly as a gateway again to Amazon Prime.
Well, Jeff Bezos, as we know, is stepping back from the day-to-day job of CEO, but he's staying on a more visionary role. If this acquisition goes through, what does this say about his positioning of Amazon? I mean, world domination, essentially?
You know, I think about this as a meaning of life question every night as I look out my window and stare at the starry heavens. Amazon is everything. Money does not seem to be an object, which is especially intimidating when this company is helmed by the richest human the planet has ever seen. And this is key. It isn't really scrutinized by Wall Street the way other pure play retailers or pure play film studios are. So it's really asymmetric warfare. And it's something to behold that it's on the verge of becoming a $2 trillion market capitalization.
Right. And if this deal goes through, it would make Amazon, this would be Amazon's second largest acquisition. As we remember, they bought Whole Foods back in 2017. That's Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. As always, thank you.
My pleasure.